Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today we have Andrew Beeler in the studio. Andrew is running for state representative of the 83rd District in the Michigan House. Welcome, Andrew. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a longtime WGRT listener, so it's a real honor to be here.
I know, so exciting. Well, you are a Port Huron native, and then you have some military background, which is exciting to me because I have a son in the Army, so that always kind of stands out. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, first, thank you for your service, because I know it's not just the service members who serve, but it's their family as well. So yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a longtime Port Huron resident. I grew up right on Military Street, went to local Catholic schools, and in 2010, I accepted an appointment to the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. I was nominated by our former Congresswoman Candace Miller. And so I reported to the Naval Academy in July of 2010, studied and trained there for 4 years, and then I commissioned in 2014 and went on to become a surface warfare officer. And so I served for 5 years on two different ships, deployed to the South and East China Sea multiple times, and wrapped up my time in active duty service with a deployment to the Middle East, and got back in April of 2019, where my family was waiting for me on the pier. Last day in the Navy, last day on a ship, the first day starting my civilian life.
Wow, so you hit the ground running coming back here and are already involved in what's going on politically in your area. So why did you decide to run for this position in the Michigan House of Representatives?
Fundamentally, I want to serve. And I feel like through my experiences and the leadership experiences that I've had in the Navy, I have something to offer and I have something to give back. So as I was kind of wrapping up my time in active duty, I'm asking myself, what am I going to do, you know, with the rest of my life? I'm 26 years old at that point. How am I going to continue my service? And I wanted something that would allow me to use the leadership experiences that I'd gained over 9 years in the Navy, as well as the perspectives that I'd gained, to give back to this community that put me in the position to do that in the first place. And so for me, the intersection of those two things came with seeking political office. And I think that there's a lot of good that I can do serving my community in Lansing. And I'm excited to put my skills to the test and put them to use solving some of the most pressing policy issues that Michigan's facing.
So that leads into my next question. What are some of these important issues that you're really hoping to address?
Fundamentally, defending constitutional rights is first and foremost one of my priorities. I think we see more recently Second Amendment rights under attack in a lot of different ways. Unfortunately, less so in the state of Michigan than other areas in the country. And so that's number one on my policy priorities. Number two is creating and repairing our education system. When you look at the data for the United States at large, but also the state of Michigan, our education system is behind and falling further behind. And I think if we're going to be a state with longevity for the future and a state that people want to relocate to, education is the first thing that we need to fix. And finally, I think we need to make Michigan a state where every business wants to relocate to. If you look at the different states in the Midwest region, we have to make Michigan the clear favorite for businesses to relocate to. You do that by having roads that are drivable. You do that by having an education system that businesses want to put their employees into. And all of this is kind of a way to get Michigan moving forward so that we are a rising state in America in this next decade.
So are you hopeful with what is going on right now in the state? Like, do you see some positive things?
There are positives. I think that the Republican legislature has done a fantastic job in the last 2 years working with our Democratic governor and not sacrificing on our policy priorities, and also staying true to why they got elected, fighting back on increases in taxes while still increasing funding for roads. That's a prime example of the most generic Republican position, is don't simply increase taxes to solve a problem, but find a way, just like everyday families do, to tighten the belt in certain areas if we need to spend more money on roads. And I think it's clear that money is one of the things that needs to be solved when you look at an issue like roads, but it's not the only thing. And I think the Republicans have done a great job at not just throwing more money at problems, but looking at the systemic issues, whether it's education or infrastructure, and saying, how do we fix the problem properly and then figure out what's the proper funding level?
What do you think you uniquely bring to the table for the people in the 83rd District?
First and foremost, it's leadership. And I think that that's the most important thing that we need our elected officials in Lansing to possess, is this servant leader mindset, because no one's going to be a policy expert on every issue that's going to arise in a state as big as Michigan. And so it's important that we have people in Lansing who have the skills to come to a negotiation table, see both sides of an issue, and while not sacrificing on their values, to get the job done in an effective way. And so I've done that over the last 9 years in the military, bringing people to the table and coming up with pragmatic solutions because there were no options. Not coming up with a plan is not an option in the military, and we're in high stress, high stakes environments, and I think we're in a similar place in the state of Michigan. So leadership under pressure is really what I think we need for our representatives in Lansing, and that's what I'm bringing to the table.
Well, one last question. If you could just say one thing to the people that you would like to represent, what would that be?
I think the most important thing that any person running for office can do is tell people why they're running. And for me, I'm running for two reasons. Number one is to give back to the community that has given me so much throughout my life and has put me in a position to join the Navy and be successful in the Navy. And now it's my time to give back. And I think that's kind of the highest calling that young Americans have, is to give back to their community, to come home and to use the skills that they've built and to give back to leave their community better than they found it. And so number two is, I think it's tremendously important that we start getting young people involved in the process. As our elected officials become older and older, you can see the policies that they're pushing for are disproportionately affecting the older populations. And it's really time for a younger generation of Americans, particularly young conservatives like myself, to step forward and accept the challenge to represent the folks in our generation and the folks who hold our beliefs. Because if we don't, I think we're going to start to see conservative values fall by the wayside as those who represent us get older and older. And it gets harder and harder for young generations to buy into our policy positions. And so if you're someone who believes in conservative values and maintaining those over the next several decades in Michigan and in the United States, I think it's also very important that you understand we've got to start electing young folks to get them involved in the process and show that young people aren't just on the political left, they're also on the political right, and we have very staunch and well-defended ideas as well, and that's part of why I'm running as well.
Thank you so much for visiting us in the studio, Andrew. It was really nice meeting you and getting to learn more about you. So, listeners, you can learn more about Andrew by visiting his profile on the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time, for WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.